When you join a political campaign, you do so expecting that there will be a variety of challenges you'll have to deal with. They could include crafting a campaign message, voter engagement, dealing with the media, and, of course, rape. Well, at least that was the case with the Phil Murphy for New Jersey governor campaign. If the story being told by a campaign worker named Katie Brennan is to be believed, my first guest today is with us to review what's known so far about this story, and maybe just as, if maybe even more interesting and curious, what it reveals about how Ms. Brennan's allegations were treated. He covers the governor and state house as part of the State House Bureau for New Jersey Advanced Media and NJ.com. Brent Johnson, thanks for being here today, Brent.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's NJ.com. You check out Brent's work and the other journalists. So give us some background. Who is Katie Brennan? What was her role in the Murphy campaign?
Well, Katie Brennan now is a state official. She's the chief of staff of the New Jersey Housing and Finance Mortgage Agency. At the time of the alleged incident, she was a supporter of Murphy, so she was an open supporter, and she later became a campaign volunteer on housing issues. But at the time, and she is accusing Albert Alvarez, who at the time was Murphy's Latino and Muslim outreach director, and Alvarez later became the chief of staff of the New Jersey Schools Development Authority, a job he resigned earlier this month.
And Katie is not someone who's been sitting on the story and for whatever moment of inspiration has just come out with it now, she tried to go the legal route with this, right?
Yes, she claims that the day after she called her husband and she called her friend, she called the police, she went to the hospital and had a rape kit done. She claims that she reached out to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, and when the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office declined to press charges, she went to the governor's transition team to let them know about this, and then when she says she didn't hear back, she went to the governor's office, and then after a while, in May of this year, she went to the governor and First Lady Tammy Murphy themselves, sent them an email and said, I want to talk to you about a sensitive matter. So she is claiming she has tried multiple times to tell the Murphys about this.
And the Murphys up until this past week said, this is news. I mean, they acknowledged the email and the term that Katie used in it, but as far as they're saying, they had no knowledge of any rape, attempted rape, that took place within the campaign by Alvarez.
Well, what Murphy's team is saying is that Alvarez, the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, went through this. No one was charged. He wasn't charged. And they did a background check when he was going to be hired for the administration, and he cleared it. There were no charges. There were no arrests. So they're saying he was cleared to be a worker in the administration. And she claims, after trying to reach out so often to Murphy's team, she finally went to Murphy himself, said, I have a sensitive matter relating to the campaign that I want to talk to you about. Murphy had a campaign attorney, or Murphy's team had a campaign attorney reach out. Murphy never set up a meeting. Murphy claims he didn't know about this at all until October 2nd. That's the day Alvarez resigned from his state job, and that's the day the Wall Street Journal started asking Alvarez questions about this.
What's difficult to believe, and this is coming from someone myself who's been in a lot of office societies, as I like to call them, any little thing, any little blip on the radar screen that happens, somebody, and someone's forthright about coming forward about it, somebody is going to hear about it who feels the need to tell the boss. Why wasn't this the case within a campaign situation?
Well, that's the big question is, you know, when did Murphy himself know about this? He said it was earlier this month. The question is that they said Alvarez was never charged. That's the line that he's saying. He's never charged. He passed a background test. So right now it was just unfounded allegations. And the question is, did Murphy ever follow up on the sensitive matter issue? Wouldn't he have said, hey, you know, whatever happened with that? He says that no, his staff was taking care of it. And then there's the question is, did his staff try to give him plausible deniability? You know, if we don't tell the governor about this, he can't find out about it. And Murphy easily declined comment on that, said, you know, I'm not going to deal with hypotheticals. So the big question is, how was this handled, and when did Murphy know about it? Those are the two questions that everyone wants to know.
Don Brent Johnson, who covers the governor and state house, part of the State House Bureau for New Jersey Advanced Media and NJ.com. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Reports I read, too, and you mentioned that Ms. Brennan went to the hospital. There is DNA and saliva evidence supporting her story, or at least her side of the story.
She said she had a rape kit done and that the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office looked into this. Now, the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office is now also the subject of questions because the case has been transferred. from the state attorney general had Middlesex County's prosecutor's office take over the case. So it's possible it might be reopened. They're going to look at if there were any problems dealt with and if this should have been looked at closer.
Alvarez, long after the fact, is now, I guess his position is it was consensual sex.
His attorney, who has not returned phone calls that we or messages that we've sent out, but he talked to the Wall Street Journal. And yeah, Katie Brennan has said that when she talked to the Hudson County Prosecutor's Office, officials told her that Alvarez claimed it was consensual. We tried to reach out to Alvarez. We've tried to reach out to his lawyer. They have not gotten back. But his lawyer told the Wall Street Journal that he outright denies that it was rape.
So this all coming out now to what we're going to see next is both the Assembly and the Senate are going to have investigations into this. This was first called for by the Republicans. The Democrats came to the party a few days late and maybe with some part of some reluctance, but nevertheless, at least the two houses are going to launch into something. Is what they're going to launch into, based at least on the mechanics that we know at this early point in time, going to be anything meaningful?
Well, that's the question. There are actually two investigations. One is from the governor's office. The governor has launched an internal independent investigation headed up by former state Supreme Court Justice and state Attorney General Peter Venero. So that's going to look in it from the governor's office. And then the legislature is going to hold their own hearings. It's likely they're going to get subpoena power, and they might force witnesses to come forward. The question is there enough hard evidence to show exactly what went on here, or is the governor's story that they handled it as best they could true? The parallels that have been drawn here is the Bridgegate situation, that Christie launched his own internal investigation into that, and the legislature also looked into it. So you could see Bridgegate 2.0 in this situation.
Although with this case, I mean, that Bridgegate was an obvious try to get them to believe it was a traffic survey and flat-out lie. Would these studies and these committees be more smart to look at things? Okay, how many holes were made? How many balls were dropped in what should have been done?
Yeah, that's one thing. They're going to look at three things. One is, how in the world did this happen? Where was the ball dropped? They're also going to look at how the hiring practices of Murphy's administration and the government in general. They're going to look at how to strengthen laws to help sexual assault victims come forward and have their stories heard. Because that's one thing that you've heard in this, is that Katie Brennan says the system failed her. This should have been easier for her to get her story out. And what you hear from lawmakers and others is saying, yes, it looks like the system failed Katie Brennan. How could we make this a better system?
So hopefully some good will come out of this. Certainly points for Ms. Brennan for persevering with all this for a variety of reasons, obviously for personal, but certainly I think she sees a broken system and doesn't want another woman fall prey to all the traps that, at least at this point in time, seem to be in a campaign system. Won't necessarily say anything about the prosecutor offices, but that, I guess, will be part of to be determined with the various committees and the investigation. Follow the story, as certainly it is going to develop a lot further. NJ.com. You can read Brent's work and the other journalist with the New Jersey Advance Media covering the State House Bureau. Governor in the State House, Brent Johnson, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.